come right in and have a seat. I'll be with you in just a moment. Okay. Hello. It's so nice to meet you. I'm Nurse Pillow, and I will be helping you today. It looks like you're a new patient here. So, why don't we start off by collecting some of your information? Is that okay with you? Good, good. So, first thing I'm going to ask for, what is your name? And can you spell that for me so I make sure I get it right? Is your date of birth? Okay. And your home address? We just have that for security reasons. We won't give that to anyone, I promise. Your address is safe in my hands. What's wrong, or any of your symptoms? So, you aren't entirely sure what seems to be the problem. Well, that's okay. That's why I'm here. To help you feel better. So, why don't you tell me if anything hurts or anything feels sore or just wrong? So, you say that your heart has some pain? H-E-A-R-T. Okay. And you've been having some depressive feelings. Well, no need to worry. Nurse Pillow is here to help you. So, when is the last time you had a checkup? It's been a minute, hasn't it? Well, that's okay. We're going to make sure you're all up to date. After all, your health is very, very important to me. Okay. No need to worry. We can start off simple. And we shouldn't be using any needles today. You should feel perfectly safe with me. So, I want to start off by taking your blood pressure. Now, this shouldn't hurt. Don't worry. I know it looks a little scary, but I'm a very gentle person. So, just give me your hand. Stretch out your arm. You can hold hands with me, it's okay. Whatever helps you feel more safe, I'm happy with. So, we're gonna slide this up all the way up your arm and secure it nice and tight. There we go. That's not too tight for you, is it? Well, just remember, if you're ever uncomfortable, you can always let me know. Now, I just need you to go ahead and relax your arm for me. The pressure's gonna get a little bit tighter, but that's just because we're checking your pulse. Okay? I promise it's safe. Now, just relax. There we go. Now, let's write this down. Your blood pressure is Now, we can go ahead and release your arm. Turn off the pressure. There you go. All better. Now, we can undo the straps. And slide this all the way down your arm. Okay. See? That wasn't so bad. Now we have your blood pressure. Alright, now I'd like to go ahead and check your breathing. Here I have a stethoscope. I use it to listen to your lungs and your chest. And I put these two ear parts into, you guessed it, my ears. Now, this metal part, I'm going to place it gently on the top of your chest. And I need you to listen to me, okay? So, I want you to breathe. In and breathe out. Okay, gonna move it to the other side of your chest. Breathe in and breathe out. Perfect. You're doing so good. You're a natural. Okay, let's move to your back now. And we're going to place the stethoscope on the upper part of your back. Breathe in. And breathe out. Good, let's move downwards. Breathe in. And breathe out. Perfect, perfect. Now let's move it one more time. Okay, remember to follow after me. Breathe in. And breathe out. See? That was a rather relaxing process, wasn't it? And you did so good. Your breathing sounds all right to me. And everything seems just okay. Nothing of concern there. Now, though. You said you were having a little bit of heart pain? Mm-hmm. So, we listened to your breathing, but I want to go ahead and listen to your heart, too, okay? Now, I know someone listening to your heart does sound a little scary, but I promise it's not. So, just continue to hold still for me while I place my stethoscope right against your heart. And I listen to it. I hear ba-dump, 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 ba-dump. Oh my. Your heart rate is increasing quite rapidly, isn't it? Are you feeling nervous? A little shy? Don't worry. I promise you it's perfectly okay and normal to feel that way. Your heart does sound a little weak. A little broken, maybe. Well, that's certainly not good now, is it? Well, let's make sure to write this down. Heart sounds okie dokie. And like normal checkup procedures, we are going to test your hearing. Your left ear and your right ear. And we're just going to see what sounds better and how well your hearing is. We're checking because if you have anything wrong, your hearing could be bad. We also want to see if you need to get anything like hearing aids. It's all just standard procedure. And also, at the start of our checkup, you told me right here that you haven't been feeling so well mentally. And sometimes head trauma can help us feel that way. So, we're just going to listen to your hearing and make sure it's all okay. All right. So, let me grab my supplies. And I'd like to go ahead and start with your left ear. So, close your eyes and keep them closed. And just listen to me very, very carefully. Okay? Good. Your left ear. Can you hear that okay? Good. Let's try. Good, good, good. Let's do a little bit of scratching. How does that sound? Good. We'll do a spray test. Did you hear that all okay? Good, good. Okay. Now, you want to go ahead and do your right ear. So keep your eyes closed and continue to listen. How does everything sound in your right ear? Good, good. I'm glad to hear it. Now, we can test both ears. Please remember to let me know if anything sounds louder in one ear, more quiet in the other, or if you can't hear anything at all. Everything is going to be okay. Everything is wonderful. How did all of that sound? Did it all sound okay? Any issues? Okay, let's go ahead and write that down. Okay. Perfect. Now then, it seems as if your checkup went pretty smoothly. We checked your pulse, your lungs, your heart, and your hearing. And it all seems good. Except for your heart. So, it seems essential that we talk about that. So, are you feeling okay and comfortable? Nice and relaxed. Good, good, good. I'm glad. Now then, let's see. Let's be a little personal. And of course, you don't have to share anything you don't want to share. Only share what you need to. Is it okay if I sit next to you? Thank you. Now then, why don't you go ahead and tell me what's been bothering you? And don't worry, I won't be writing this down. This is just between the two of us. So, tell me, why does your heart ache so? What hurts you so much? Mm-hmm. dear, my. Is that so? How painful that must be. How terrible that must feel. Well, I don't want you to worry. I want you to know that you're not alone. There are so many days, so many nights, where I feel the exact same way as you do. Alone. Unloved. It's rather painful, isn't it? It would seem that physically, you're okay. And that's wonderful. But what's wrong with you is emotional. And I fear pills, medication. Ones like these cannot help you. No matter how much medication I give you, no matter what I prescribe, you won't be okay, will you? You, your heart, forever broken. No hope, is what I would say. But I have wonderful news. There is a cure. And we can, in fact, fix that broken heart of yours. And I know a nurse who can fix it. Would you like to guess who that nurse is? It's me. I can fix that poor, poor, broken heart of yours. I can make it all better. Do you trust me? I'm so glad. Without listening, I can tell that your heart is beating faster and faster. Ba-dump. Ba-dump, ba-dump, ba-dump. Ba-dump, ba-dump, ba-dump. But don't worry. My heart is beating faster, too. You are rather cute. And I know just the thing to help you. Personal attention. From yours truly. Now then. Why don't you lay your head in my lap? Why are you blushing like that? Come on. I promise it's comfortable. And it'll help your broken heart. Come here. Good. Just lay down. Nice and easy. Now then, I'd like to brush your hair a bit. Run my fingers through it. Would that be okay with you? It'll be relaxing. I promise. And I'll be very, very gentle. I don't want to hurt you. Good. Just keep your head comfortable on my lap. And relax. Just relax. Good, 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 good. You're so cute. Mm-hmm. do you look? So much more relaxed. It feels nice having someone pet you, doesn't it? To give you so much attention and so much love. All for you. Now, I figure with the heartbreak, you haven't been feeling so well, have you? Well, no need to worry. Why don't I give you some affirmations? A nurse's affirmations are perfect for heartbreaks. I hope I've been a good enough nurse to you so far. Now then, you haven't been feeling so well, have you? Feeling down on your luck? Feeling like sometimes you simply cannot be loved? Well, don't worry. I promise you that despite everything, despite every pain you've been through, you are deserving. You deserve love and all nice things. And I believe in you. Keep working hard. Keep on trying your best. And soon enough, you'll be exactly where you want to be. And on days where you feel like you just can't do it anymore, like you can't continue, don't worry. I'll be right here with you. Always. You can always rely on me. You always have me to help you. I promise. Trusty nurse pillow is here for you. And if you ever just need some love or time, TLC, you can always tell me. I promise you won't be annoying, and you won't be a bother. I care about you. Oh, please don't cry. I'm just trying to make you feel better. And I'm being genuine, of course. Please don't think I'm just saying these things because, well, it's my job. I'm saying these things because I do care about you. I promise. Now, why don't we try something else relaxing? Like, I have a soft makeup brush here. I think that would feel nice, huh? On your face. I like to rub it against my face when I need to calm down. So, I figured you might want to try it too. Would you like to? Sure. Now, here we go. We're gonna run it up your cheek. And down your cheek. And all around your face. That feels quite nice, doesn't it? What about from the tip of your nose all the way to the top? So relaxing. Why don't we do a little bit more? Just stay relaxed. Brush, brush, brush. Brush. starting to look so much more relaxed. I'm so glad. Here. I have some nice, relaxing love mist to help you feel better. It has relaxing essential oils in it. Once you smell it, it'll help you fall asleep quite nicely. Well, I'm assuming you'd like to fall asleep. Wouldn't that help you with your worries? You do look so relaxed after all. Here, why don't you take a smell of it and see how you feel? Isn't it? And with your head in my lap, I'm sure you're ready to fall asleep. Don't worry. I'll be here with you to help you relax. You look so adorable when you're sleepy. I could just kiss you. Would a little kiss be okay? Would that help you relax? It would. Well, don't mind if I do. Are the kisses nice? Do you find them as relaxing as I do? I sure hope so. And I could give you some more pets. Would you like it if I pet you some more? Broken heart of yours. Is it starting to feel a little more cured? Well, I sure hope so. If I could, I would place a cute little band-aid on it. But I can't. So, I hope my love and my affection is enough help in your time of need. I'm trying my best, and I care about you very, very much. Now, continue to keep your eyes closed. And here, I have a little love pill for you. Heart-shaped pill. Perfect for your broken heart. Open your mouth. say, "Aww." Nom, 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 nom. There you go. That will help you feel so much better. Any bad thoughts that you have? Anything that doesn't feel okay? This will help all of that go away. I promise. Just for you. Now, continue to stay relaxed in my lap, and I'll hum you to sleep. Okay. One more kiss. And you deserve everything in the world. Such a sleepy little baby. So cute. Relax, relax, relax. Everything is going to be okay. Nurse Pillow is here to help. Oh, looks like you're finally asleep. I'll go ahead and write down the rest of the stuff I need. Diagnosis, broken heart, cure, love from Nurse Pillow, forever yours.